This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Welcome home, folks. Welcome, visitors. It's wonderful to see everybody today. Wanted to give you quick announcements. Today we do have a fellowship dinner at noon at the Pembroke Manor Civic League. If you need directions at the welcome table. Members, please consider bringing a dish. And I made the banana sour cream cake. Yay! So if you've been looking forward to trying it, I think the Seminario's family won it at the Hallelujah Festival. And so we're like, this time we're making it so we get to have it. but there'll be cookies and desserts, brownies, and whatever else you guys bring. I made chicken drumsticks. So we'll see how that goes. It's an Asian recipe, but I decided instead of frying it, I put it in the oven. A little bit healthier. but come on out, and we believe you'll be blessed. Visitors, you are welcome to join us, and you are not obligated to bring anything. You can just bring yourself, and we just love to have your company for a time of fellowship. And of course, since we have a fellowship dinner today, we will not have service tonight. Of course, Tuesday is our worship practice at 6. Wednesday is 1st of February. Oh, January is already over. The days go by a lot fast, doesn't it? All right, so since it's the first Wednesday of the month, we have healing service that night, 7 o'clock healing service, 7:45 youth service, and, of course, 11 o'clock in the morning is prayer. And then Friday is our prayer at 11:30, but it's also our leading girls meeting this Friday. And I talked to the little girls and asked them, what do you want to do this Friday? They say, we want to make heart brownies. So it's not for them, because they said we want to give it out to people. So they're already planning on an outreach. And we have on the welcome table who we thought would be here, your giving records for your tax information. And if it's not there, we will have it mailed out to you by tomorrow. Normally we add a newsletter in there. I apologize, I'm kind of behind. But we got it done. We just want to get the best price to get the newsletters printed. But you'll get it by this Wednesday or Sunday if you come to church. If not, we'll be mailing it out with everything else on Monday, hopefully. One thing that we wanted to address in there is that we have our fifth and sixth well in the newsletter. And from that well, you're giving into it. We had 22 adult salvations and 18 children salvation from those two wells. So praise God. So we thank you for it. And so you're doing something. So you may not verbally speak and get the gospel out, but your finances that goes into it is getting the gospel out there and getting salvation, and you will be rewarded for that in heaven by God. And so we are working on our eighth well this year, so thank God for that. And, of course, one thing that we are going to do this year that we are focusing on is we want to focus on how can we reach the gospel to people. How can we let the light of Jesus shine in us so that they will say, I want that. I want Jesus in my life. And so our campaign for this year is Love Thy Neighbor. And it's based on the Good Samaritan. A lawyer asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? And Jesus gave the story about the Good Samaritan, where a gentleman got robbed and beaten and left for dead, and a priest and a Levite walked by but didn't help him, just kept on going because they were in fear that they might get hurt, so they left. But then a certain Samaritan came by, and he saw him, and he saw compassion. And the thing is, you have to know, back then the culture, Samaritan and the Jewish people did not get along. And so the man who was beaten, I believe, was Jewish, right? And so Samaritan saw compassion, and he just saw him as a human being. And so he went and helped him, took care of his wound, took him to a nearby inn, and took care of the bills. And so he showed compassion. So Jesus asked the lawyer, who was a neighbor. And the lawyer said, the one who showed mercy. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. So that's what we're going to do in our focus this year, is to do what Jesus said, is to love thy neighbor. And we're going to be trying to do different things each month to gear our focus on that, is to get the gospel out. Let Jesus shine through us. Amen? So we're looking forward to that. So be ready for that. I believe that is it for now. I'm going to hand it back to Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody say, the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hey, how many people are excited about God this morning?
Amen.
Amen. We got to get excited about the Lord. Praise God. And I'm excited that I can drink a cup of coffee this morning. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
A lot of us ended our fast. I ended it yesterday. But God is so good. And I'm going to say this. This fast has been really good for me, for Pastor. I've been getting truth, and the Lord's been revealing truth. And I don't know about you, but, you know, the more truth that we have, the more freedom we're going to walk in. Can I say that again? The more truth you walk in, more truth of God's word that you walk in, the more freedom you're going to walk in.
Amen.
And how many people want to be free? Amen?
Amen.
And a lot of us, what the interesting thing is, sometimes we don't think that we are that bound up, but until God starts revealing some things, you don't know how messed up you really are.
Amen.
A lot of times you don't realize how yet you are kind of messed up in some areas.
Amen.
Amen. Until God starts revealing truth to us.
Yes.
And so truth is the key, and God is so awesome. Let us go in prayer. Father, we honor you today. And I ask, Father, you think through my mind, speak through my lips, your very words. Father, give us hearing ears to hear what your spirit is saying. And we just give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we talked last week about the blessings of fasting. And I'm going to continue with that, finish that up. But I also want to tell you, hopefully, if I can fit it in this morning, how to walk in the Spirit. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to be judged. Amen. How many people want to be judged in here? And but you know, judgment is a good thing. But you know, everything that we do, we can, you know, it's going to be held accountable what we do. Mainly what we say out of our mouths. Jesus said it this way: every idle word that men speak out of their mouths, they will give an account in the day of judgment.
Amen.
So really, if we can control this,
yes.
We can control our whole future.
Yes.
I would say that again. If we can control our tongue, we can control our entire destiny.
Yes.
Amen? I like what it says in Job: decree a thing and it will be established.
Yes.
And so we need to learn, really the main thing we need to control is this. Amen. In the book of James, it talks about that James is talking about a ship and how a ship is driven by a little rudder, and that rudder's on the bottom of the ship, and it turns that big ship wherever it needs to go. That's the same thing with our tongue. It can ruin our life. It can hurt us, or it can bless us. Amen. And we want to speak the right things. Glory to God. And that's what this fast is doing. It's helping us to get hooked in with God. So if you have your Bibles, open your Bibles to Isaiah 58. And we're going to go back and look at this because, you can't go wrong putting God in your equation. You can't go wrong with seeking God. Amen. You can't go wrong with being godly. The Bible says that those that seek God or draw near to God, God will draw near to you. And so I really like this scripture. It's one of my favorite foundational scriptures. It's Hebrews 11:6 that says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I like rewards. How many people like rewards in here?
Amen.
I love rewards. I'm a reward-minded person. You guys may remember the story about the reward story as you turn to Isaiah 58. But I remember that, I think it was second grade, you might remember me telling you this, but it's worth repeating. Every year they would collect Campbell's soup can
labels.
Did you guys ever do that in school?
Yes. Yes.
And I guess so you can buy stuff. I guess the company gives you a certain amount of money so you can raise money for the school. And that year that I was there, I didn't have too many camel soup labels, but I wanted to be the king camel soup label guy. And so that summer, I went around knocking on doors, asking for, you know, asked my mom, not knocking on doors, but asked my mom for camel soup and asked my relatives. And I was asking everybody for camel soup. And I had like 50. And I came in school that next year with 50 ready. I was locked and loaded. And they said, "We're not doing the camel soup this year." And I was so upset. I'm like, "What? What?" You know, I worked all hard all summer. 50 camel soup labels. Wow. I ended up throwing them. So what's the moral of that story? Well, you know, it's by faith and not by works. And yes, we can fast, and fasting is really part of what God wants us to do. You know, the three major Christian disciplines is giving, praying, and fasting. Jesus talks about that. And so he expects us to pray. Amen. The Bible says pray without ceasing. So we need to continue to pray. And, you know, God expects us to be givers.
Amen.
Thank you for those three amens. Amen. All the selfish people aren't saying nothing. But anyway, all the tightwads aren't saying a word. And God expects us, I really believe, at times in our walk with God, we just need to get back with the Father.
Amen.
We just need to get close to God.
Yes.
And I believe fasting is a way of disconnecting from the natural and connecting to the supernatural things of God.
Amen.
And I think sometimes we forget, you know, that we do serve a supernatural God, and He's not beyond, you know, helping you and getting you to where you need to go. He's not beyond that. Can I say something today? You serve a big God. And by the way you think about God, how big is your God? Well, He's much bigger than the devil. He's much bigger than your issues. He's much bigger than your problems. God's a big God. Amen? And we got to get a revelation of that. That God is big. And guess what? God lives in each one of you that has received Jesus. So God is living in each one of you. And if you can get a revelation of who you are in Christ... Amen. Like my 11th commandment, it's one of my 12th commandment. But one of my commandments is know thyself. And you have to know yourself. Amen. You have to know your weaknesses. You have to know these areas that you're weak in. You have to know yourself. And then you have to apply the word and that word will eventually change you. We'll talk about that. But in Isaiah, let's look at Isaiah 58. And these are some of the blessings of fasting. And let's look at verse 6. And it says, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen?" Now, in verse 5, it talks about people fasted because they wanted to get revenge on their enemies. But we're not fasting to get revenge on our enemies.
Amen.
In other words, we love people.
Amen.
Amen. You love people.
Yes.
Praise God. And we should eat. Can I give you a bigger statement today? I hope you guys can handle this.
Yeah.
You think you can handle it?
Yeah.
You're not even supposed to hate the devil. In other words, don't hate the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. In other words, yes, we may hate his tactics, but don't say, I hate the devil. No, just learn to love. Love God and let God take care of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Don't get so mad at the devil. A lot of times what we do is we open the door for the enemy to come in. And the enemy can come in, but because we open the door to it, and he gets legal right, and if he has legal access into our lives through areas of our lives that we're not submitted to God, then he's legal. Amen. But you know what? We need to be just thankful that God is with us, and the devil's already defeated, and we already know where he's going. But, you know, don't hate anything. Just love God. Amen. And so here, of course, we can hate his tactics and what he does. Amen. Here it says here in verse 6, it says that the fast that God wants us to choose is loosen the bonds of wickedness. Okay. It's to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and to break, you know, every yoke of bondage. And so I really believe this, that fasting can do all these things. And I'm claiming this, that bonds of wickedness are being loosened, not just off my life. Because, see, a lot of times we don't know that there's areas in our life that's not pleasing to God. Can I give you an area that may not be? If we're criticizing or minimizing, if we're gossiping, that's not good. God doesn't, you know, that's something that God doesn't stand with. If we're pointing our fingers at people, you know, that's not good. And sometimes we can do that, and we're not really on God's side when we do that. Yeah. Amen? And so we need to, and God needs to wake us up in areas that we're not even aware of that we're doing, so we can correct. Amen. So we can correct the situation. And so here, loosen the bonds of wickedness. So the bonds of wickedness is something that binds you up. And it could be besetting sins. And these are sins that we deal with. It seems to come up like a cycle. Anybody ever deal with that? It's like you thought you had it covered. You thought you were perfected in this area. You thought you were perfected in the area of anger. And you thought you were walking in love, and all of a sudden something happens and you blow your top.
Yes. Yes, amen.
Yes, amen. And you say, oh man, I'm not really that perfected.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, you know, God will perfect us. The problem is we're trying to perfect ourselves. We get into legalism instead of grace. And we need to stay out of legalism, because it's only by God's power that's going to cause us to be set free.
Amen.
And you can't put it on, I can't do this, I can't. You keep saying you can't do something, you're going to do it.
Amen.
Because you're putting a law in there. But if you start thanking God that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and that you can walk with God, and you can walk upright, and that you can do what He's calling you to do, then you're agreeing with God's Word. Amen? And you're decreeing a thing, and it will be established. And so the enemy's always trying to get us to decree our weaknesses. Don't talk about your weaknesses. Talk about the big God's promises.
Yes.
Don't be so focused on the weakness. Be focused on God.
Yes.
Be focused on the bigness of Him.
Yes.
You know, it's not up to you to change you.
Amen.
It's up to God.
Yes.
And I'm going to say this, God's Word will change you. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
And so God is working in each one of us, and He's bringing us to a place where, you know, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Amen?
Amen.
And so to loosen the bonds, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. I know I shared this last week, but it's worth going over again. Is this not to share your bread with the hungry, that you bring them into your house, and the poor who are cast out? So he's talking about, you know, be a blessing. In other words, we should always try to be a blessing. We should always try to help people. We should always have a heart to do that. And so we should have that heart. James talks about that. If you see your brother or sister, you know, in trouble, or they're destitute, they're hungry, and you just say to them, be warm, be filled, God bless you. Well, you know, it's very religious and pious to do that. Oh, I'll pray for you. You need $20 for your gas? I'll pray for you that God will send somebody your way. You got $20, you got $100 and $20 bills in your pocket. I'll pray for you. Right? No, maybe, you know, I know people can work on you, and people can manipulate you, but, and you need to be led when you give. But, you know, we need to be, you know, the person, if somebody's in need, we need to do whatever we can to be a blessing. Amen.
Yes.
And so, and that's practicing the Word of God. And so, instead of just giving God lip service, amen, a lot of us give, you know, and just pray a pious prayer, we need to get engaged in doing something. You know, listen, faith is a thing that pleases God.
Amen.
Okay? Back to Hebrews 11:6. It's impossible. Somebody say impossible.
Impossible.
It's impossible to please God without faith.
Amen.
So it's all about our faith in God. And the enemy's, he's after our faith. He's after us believing God, trusting God,
yes,
believing God's Word is true. He's after that.
Yes.
And we got to be aware of that, that faith is the most precious thing you possess as a believer. And we can't really move forward in God. You can't be saved without faith. Yeah, it's by faith you're saved through grace, not of your works, lest any man should boast. Faith is so important. And faith has two elements to it. A lot of us think, oh yeah, if I'm praying and believing God, that's all I need to do. No, faith has two elements to it. Faith, one side of it is believing, and the other side of it is action. So you got to have, amen. So, amen. Somebody just fell off the seat. You're talking about action. So faith, one side is believing, the other side is action. If you don't have any action, you don't truly have faith. Faith without works, as it says in the book of James, is dead. And so that's where we can get in trouble, is we can do things that really God has not really shown us. We're just doing it out of our flesh. But whatever is of the flesh is just called dead works.
Amen.
You can do it. In other words, if it's not motivated and inspired by God for you to do something, and it's just you trying to do something, then that could be a dead work, and that you won't receive anything really. You may be here to build the house, but you labor in vain because it's all vanity. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? I don't want to be walking this life in vain. I want to make sure I'm hearing from the Lord and doing what He wants me to do.
Amen.
One of the tactics of the devil, because, you know, we are in a physical, we are in a fight.
Yes.
And we're dealing with three areas. We're dealing with, you know, our flesh. And somebody say flesh. You know, and the flesh is, you know, is the unrenewed part of us that is not under subjection of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And so that's the flesh part. It's the I part of you. It's I want this. And it's I this and I that. That's flesh.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But God doesn't want us walking in the flesh. He wants us walking in the Spirit.
Amen.
And if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
And so if we can learn to walk in the Spirit, then we're going to walk through this life so much better. And so really, we need to learn to do that, walk in the Spirit of God. And so, but you got to, some of these, it's difficult to walk in the Spirit if you got bondages in your life. If you're dealing with issues, if you're not willing to face issues, lots of people aren't willing to face their issues. And so when you're seeking God, it brings you face to face with areas in your life where you're not like God. Remember the story of last week when I told you that I got upset? I had my money box and I went into, you know, the bank. And it was, sorry, you know, it was closed, and I was upset, and I was running late, and I almost made the lady count all my pennies, because they have this machine that counts all the change, and you pour it in, it goes straight into your bank account. And so God is revealing truth, and until truth is revealed, we're going to walk in some degrees of deception. Amen. And so I want to know the truth. And knowing the truth is staying in the truth and abiding in the truth.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to do that. And so let's just continue with this. And it says here in then your light shall break forth like the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily. So fasting will cause the light of God's word to break forth, reveal truth to you, and it can bring healing to your body. And a lot of people say, what do you mean it can bring? In other words, listen, truth will always bring healing to your mind and to your body. In other words, truth, God's truth always, it takes precedence, and it trumps the devil's lies.
Amen.
So God's truth will trump the lies that has been sown in us over the years, and we don't even realize what kind of lies that we're buying into. And so when we're fasting and praying, God will reveal truth and dispel the lies so the truth can penetrate our hearts. Because a lot of times we're just believing lies. If we're walking in any kind of darkness, or if we're not walking it totally right, there's a lie that we're buying into. Amen. And so we need the light of God's word. And it says that then your light shall break forth like the morning. You know, Jesus said, we are the light of the world.
Amen.
We are the salt of the earth. And the more closer you walk with God, the brighter you're going to be.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. The more closer you walk with God, the more brighter you're going to become.
Amen.
And I don't know about you, but I want to be like a lighthouse.
Yes.
I want to walk in so much light, and I have so much light around me that, you know, that's what Jesus did. He walked in so much light, and the crowds followed him, and his words fed people. Yes. And Jesus said, my words, in John 6:63, my words are spirit, and they are life. Amen. And so we need to understand this, that God has really, Jesus said, we are the light of the world. And so as we start walking in more truth of God's word, our light will become brighter, and it will expose darkness around us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Because, you know, your light can shine so bright. You probably heard this story, but your light can probably shine so it can. Smith Wigglesworth was a word man. Smith Wigglesworth was a man that God used mightily in the early part of 1900, I think in the 30s and 40s. God used him mightily, raised him up to be a mighty evangelist. They called him the apostle of faith. But you guys probably remember the story. He went on a train and he sat down by somebody on a train. He was taking a trip. And this person kept looking at Smith Wigglesworth. And then Smith didn't know why. Smith didn't say a word. And the guy says, your very presence just convicts me. In other words, you can have so much of God on you. You can be walking in so much light that people just say, I'm convicted, man. I just sense the presence of God on you. See, listen, the light will cause two things. It will either cause somebody that's hungry for God to run more into the light, but also it will cause people that don't want God to run away from you. So you're going to be attracting, or you're going to be repelling. So don't get angry because some people want to run from you. Amen. Don't get angry when people. You know, I was ministering to a person, one of my relatives, I don't want to say who it was, but I saw him in the movie theater, and one of my relatives is not in church, and they're not really living like they need to, and I keep inviting them to church, and for some reason, I had a divine encounter with one of my relatives, amen, and nobody that goes here. Amen. Well, you can't go here if you don't go to church. But anyway. And so anyway, I'm over here taking care of some business. You know, we have a storage room here. And I run into my relative. And I said, man, hey, how you doing? He said, I'm just watching, you know, he's a younger relative. And I said, I'm watching a movie, the psychological thriller or something. I said, well, I've been going through that all week. But anyway, through fasting and prayer, I've been going through a thought. I can tell you about psychological thrillers, you know. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? I'm telling you, you start fasting, the devil's, it's going to alert devils. I don't think the devil's going to want you to fast.
Amen.
And he's going to work on you.
Yes.
And he's going to tell you, you're wasting your time.
Yes.
Nothing's going to happen.
Yes.
You, it's just a work. No, listen, faith and works go hand in hand.
Amen.
It's just a work. No, you know, you're working out your faith.
Amen.
Right. Amen. You're getting into a position so you can walk in the best that God has. So I bump into him. And he starts talking to me. And I said to him, and I said to him, well, I had a break in between his talking. He was talking about the new Star Wars movie. And I said to him, I said, this is where we meet at church. Won't you, I keep inviting him. He's off on Sunday. Won't you come on out? And he acted like I didn't even say a word. Not one word. He just kind of went over it. Like I didn't say a word. Like I was a mime or something. I mean, he just kept talking. Like he didn't skip a beat. And then I said it again. You know, hey, man, you really need to come to church. And with a smile. I'm not trying to be mean. You need to come to church. God has good things for you. And he said, I got to go. So the light of God's word will either, you know, attract or repel.
Yeah.
And you're like, and I was like, you know what I'm talking about? Am I that bad? You know what I'm talking about? But no, it's the light of God's word that we either attract. And this isn't spiritual rain. If you're not walking in the light and you walk in some darkness, guess what that's going to attract? Can somebody say, Mr. Devil? That will attract Mr. Devil. If you walk in some darkness, guess who's going to accommodate? Mr. Devil. But if you walk in some light, what do you think is going to accommodate? Angels. Angels. Blessings. Grace. Peace. Love. Joy. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? It will attract God's provisions. God's blessings. Hallelujah. And so that's what I'm endeavoring to do, is walk in more of God. And it's the grace of God that allows us to do that. Amen. And so it's us, and we activate the grace. You know how you activate the grace? By believing and acting. Believing and acting activates the grace of God in our lives. Believing God's word and acting on God's word, it releases the grace. What brings the grace down? Disobedience, not following God, because there's no grace there. Amen. There is grace. Let me say it this way. There's always a measure of grace, even when you're messing up. And I thank God for that. Okay, there is always a measure of grace. But you know what? It's not. It's the way of a transgressor, the Bible says, is hard. So if a transgressor means transgressing the word of God. So it's not an easy walk. And I don't know about you. As a Christian, I want it easy. In other words, I know walking this walk isn't easy on the flesh, but Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Yes, yes. And so when we're walking in God, it's really easy and a light walk, because we're walking in fellowship with Him. And when we walk in fellowship with Him, guess what we receive? His peace and His joy. Yes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I don't know about you. I want the joy of the Lord in my life. I want that's the kingdom benefits. But it all starts out with righteousness. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So the kingdom of God is right. And it's that righteousness that we have by the blood. You have to believe that you're righteous because of the blood of Jesus. And Jesus paid for our sin on the cross. But it's the righteousness in our right standing with God intellectually. In other words, that we know that we're doing the right things. Amen. That our heart's not condemning us. And when we're walking in that righteousness, then what flows into our lives is peace and joy. And that's what I want. I want His peace and I want His joy to continue to flow in my life. Amen? Amen. And so it says here, then your light shall break forth like the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily. And notice it says your righteousness shall go before you. That's interesting. Your righteousness shall go before you. And in other words, this is Old Testament. So really, in the Old Testament, it was a works system, you know, but it's still similar to the New Testament. We're still going to be judged on our works. Amen. In other words, the judgment's going to be whether we get rewards or we lose rewards. Amen. And really, you know, Jesus said, let your light shine before men so they can see what? So they can see your faith. No, so they can see your works. Let your light shine before men so men can see your good works and glorify God who is in heaven. Amen. Can somebody say good works?
Good works.
So that's what the Lord, let your light shine before men so men will see your good works and glorify God which is in heaven. Yes. Amen. And so it says here, that your light shall break forth like the morning, or healing shall spring forth speedily. Can I stop here? Your healing shall spring forth speedily. My mom was going to go through an operation, And before she went, decided to do that, she decided to fast for 3 days. And after fasting 3 days, she felt that the Lord revealed to her that she didn't need to go, and she never went through that operation.
Amen.
Thank you for that, amen.
Amen.
In other words, 3 days of pain of not eating is much better than going under the knife.
That's right.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to bring down that doubt and unbelief that's trying to pull you down. And when the enemy, you know, when you get a bad report, the enemy's going to chime in. He's going to talk to you. Your flesh is going to talk to you. But you know what? That's where you just need to get in and fast. And I'm telling you, your health will spring forth.
Amen.
Speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. I love that. In other words, God has your back. Then you shall call on the Lord, and He will answer. You shall say, you shall cry, and He will say, "Here I am." If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing a finger and speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry, satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as noonday. Notice that. Your darkness shall be at noonday, be like noonday, which, you know, noonday is this. It's normally the brightest time of the day. Think about that. In other words, when we're fasting and praying, I'm telling you, why am I going over this? Because we just can finish a fast, and you need to start expecting some of these promises.
That's right.
Are you hearing what I'm saying today? You need to go over and read it over and over. God, I'm believing. I'm believing that my light is breaking forth in Jesus' name. Because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Godliness is profitable, the Bible says. Not only in this life, but the life thereafter. It's profitable to serve God. We don't serve God for profit, but in other words, God, it's profitable not in this life, but in the life to come. In other words, it pays rich dividends. In this life. You don't have to wait to get to heaven to get your blessing. You can get it today. You can walk in the blessing today. Getting the revelation that you're already blessed will put you light years ahead of most Christians. Most of us think, I'm not that blessed. You're more blessed than you think you are. So I'm going through all these problems, Pastor. I'm not blessed. My money's tight. I'm not feeling good. You're blessed. What? You already got it. What do you mean I already got it? I don't have anything. You got the Word of God. You got the Spirit of God. You got the blood of Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit. You got... What do you mean you don't have it?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You got it.
Amen.
Remember that old Toyota commercial? I got it. Or something like that. I should be on that commercial. You got it, Toyota. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Don't you love my dumb humor? But anyway, see, when I'm up here and doing these, making these dumb cracks, it should make you feel pretty good, because you probably have better jokes than me. You want to come out next week? Come on. Okay, that's for all the judgmental people out there. But anyway. Okay, I got to shut this thing down, man. But anyway, so if you take away the yoke from his midst and the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light will dawn in the darkness. Okay, I already read that. And the Lord will guide you continually, satisfy your soul in drought. I love that. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in the desert.
Yes, Lord.
In other words, I'm telling you, you flat broke, you owe everybody in town, you know, you're half sick, your dog just died, your wife doesn't like you anymore either, or your spouse doesn't like you, but you're still saying, oh, Toyota. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? In other words, you're so, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter if everything's falling apart. It doesn't, I got God. If I have God, I have everything. Glory to God.
Amen.
Some of you might need to start doing that when the devil starts. Come on, devil.
Glory to God. Praise
Toyota.
Bring it, bring it.
Man, I just got some exercise there. I'm breathing hard now. So then the Lord will guide you continually, satisfy your soul in drought, strengthen your bones, and you shall be like a water garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. In other words, you're not going to be some dried up, crusty Christian. Glory to God. Thus from among you, you shall build up the waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell. And so he's saying here that you'll be a person that would be so filled with the water of God. You'll be so full of God that you will actually start changing everything around you. Everything will start becoming blessed around you. Whatever you touch will be blessed. Remember King Midas? He said, I prayed that everything he touched would turn to gold. Amen? Don't pray that prayer. Because he touched his daughter and she turned to gold. Amen? And so, listen, but everything we touch and we're in God will be blessed. Why? Because we're already blessed. Amen? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Did you get that today?
Yes.
Man, I had 4 points for you to walk in the Spirit. Shall I say that for next week? Do you want my 4 points?
Yes.
I can just give them real quick. I won't elaborate on them. Number one point is, we'll only take next week. If I continue this, you need to meditate on the Word.
Amen.
If you don't want to be sinning, if you don't want sin in your life, then hide the Word in your heart.
Amen.
And you will not sin. So we need to start meditating on the Word. The Bible talks about that. He talks about that in Joshua 1:8. It says, God gave Joshua a prescription for success in leading the children of Israel. And he said, meditate on the Word. Meditate on it. And so you will have good success. In other words, the Word of God will change your actions. Will change the way you think. Will change your whole perceptive. When you get the Word of God in you, and you what it's meditating, it's taking scriptures where you're weak in and start confessing them over and over and over again. Amen? And you start confessing them. One of my scriptures I confess, because I want to walk in love. And I don't want to be taking people off because I'm a pastor. And I need to have a good, outside the church, I want people like me too. Amen?
Amen.
And so, now I'm looking up scriptures. And one says about mercy and truth. It's in Proverbs 3. It said, do not let mercy forsake you. Tie mercy around your neck, write on the tablet of your heart. So you'll find favor and high esteem with God and man.
Yes.
Mercy. Somebody said mercy.
Mercy.
So I say, oh man, I need to be merciful. I need to give the cash register lady mercy. I need to give the person that thought I'm doing something mercy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And you take these scriptures. Let your light shine before men. One of my other favorite. In other words, so you can do good works. Oh yeah, I'm called to be an ambassador an ambassador for God. Amen? Ambassador of goodwill. And so we start putting that in there and we start meditating on them. And guess what? You're going to start doing it. Practice the Word. It's actually doing the Word of God. Amen? And so we need to practice doing the Word of God. And then number three, give the Word of God first place in your life. And number four, instantly obey the voice of your spirit. Amen? And so with those four keys, I'm telling you, you can walk in the Spirit of God. You believe that today?
Amen.
I mean, you don't even have to try to make yourself walk in the Spirit. You start meditating on the Word of God, and the Word will automatically start directing you where you need to go. You have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the Word always agree. So the Holy Spirit, see, how can you tell if there's a wrong spirit driving you or a right spirit leading you? Can I say it again? How can you tell if there's a wrong spirit driving you or the right spirit, Holy Spirit, leading you? It's just what I said. A wrong spirit drives you.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit leads you.
Amen.
You got to keep doing more. You got to keep doing that. That's not from God.
Amen.
You're not doing enough. You're not doing enough. It drives you. But the Holy Spirit leads you.
Amen.
And leads in truth. See, if you got truth in you already, if a wrong spirit comes and says, and you're married, and says, you need to just dump your wife, dump your 40-year-old wife and go with two 20s, you know? And the spirit says, and you're going to be okay. You're not going to pay for this. Just leave your family. Guess what's going to happen? You're on the road of destruction.
Amen.
And you don't got the word to stop you? Man, listen, people, there's preachers that preach the word of God, I think. And they run off of the church secretary. He said, God told me to do that. What God are they listening to? My God, they're going to end up at, well, I'm not their judge. But they could end up in a very bad place if they continue in that road. Destruction, called the broad is a way that leads to destruction. And very few are on that road. No, broad is the way, and many are on the broad road. On the Broadway, many are going to Broadway. I mean, many. But the narrow road is the narrow road of life, and that's what God is calling each one of us to be. And that narrow road is full of peace, it's full of joy, it's full of love. It is a great narrow road. The narrow road is Jesus.
Amen.
And when we get Jesus in our life, and we get to the point where we hate sin, and we love God, I'm telling you, the joy of God will be in your life, the peace of God will be in your life, you will have everything you need. Somebody say, I hate sin. Now you can hate something, sin.
Yes.
And I love righteousness. Somebody say, I love righteousness. And you get to that point, I'm telling you, you know what God will do? He will give, I'm telling you, there's a scripture that I found in Hebrews. He will give you joy more than your companions. In other words, he'll give you so much joy, woo, man, you're going to have to give it out. I got to shut it down. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today?
Amen.
Glory to God. Some of you have been, you know, you need the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm tired. I'm weak. The joy of the Lord will strengthen you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
His joy.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord. Not the joy. And there's also called the joy of your salvation.
Amen.
It's the blessing of salvation. And the joy doesn't come unless you're walking in peace. Peace has to come first and then joy. And if you have no peace, forget about the joy.
Amen.
And so we got to be right with God vertically and right with people horizontally. And when we right with God vertically and right with people horizontally, and let me give you the third one, and you got to be right with yourself.
Amen.
And when you're right with God, people, and yourself, woo, peace and joy. Joy, inexpressibly, full of glory. Do you believe that today? I'll tell you, I'm looking at a happy bunch this morning. I'm looking at, that's my faith. I'm looking at a joyful bunch this morning. I'm looking at a bunch of, not bumps on the log, and that was from the devil. I'm looking at a bunch of victors. Victories. Victors.
Glory.
I love it.
Yes.
I got to close it down. One of my favorite movies is Gladiator. And at the very beginning, anybody ever seen the movie Gladiator? If you haven't seen it, man, you need to see it. It's a great movie. And it's not a biblical movie, but it's still a good movie. And, you know, they went in there and they overtook the enemy. And I remember them saying, victory, victory, victory. I loved it. And before he went in battle, he said, men, gentlemen, you know, we're going to go down there. He's talking to his men. And he said, you know, 3 weeks from now, I'll be harvesting my crops. See where you be at, and it'll be so. Hold the line. Stay with me. If you see yourself riding in green fields with a sun on your face, do not be alarmed, because you're already in heaven. And they all start laughing at death. Ha, 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 ha. And we need to laugh at the devil when he says, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to take you down.
Amen.
You can't take me out before my time, devil.
Amen.
He can't take you out before your time.
Amen.
He couldn't take Jesus out. They tried to kill him on his first sermon.
Amen.
Throw him off a cliff.
Yes.
And he just walked right by him.
Glory to God.
Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? And I'm telling you, they're like, ah, I'm going to kill Jesus. And the devil's trying to kill some of us. Amen. But they don't have the power. Amen. The devil has no power over you. But what we give him.
Amen.
What was that, Pastor? In other words, don't give him any place.
Amen.
Don't allow him to have any place in you.
Yes.
And guess what? You're going to be stomping his head wherever you go.
Amen.
You believe that today?
Amen.
Did you receive it today?
Yes.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, we honor you today.
Yes,
we thank you for your mercies, for your goodness, for your love. Thank you, Father God. Oh, that you've blessed us through this fast, revealing truth to us. Oh, we thank you for the blessings of those rewards that, and I believe that we're walking in them even today. And Father, I thank you for every person here, everybody that's watching online, and for you to get into that place that you need to be. You need to have Jesus in your heart. And I want to plead with you today. If you've never received Jesus, today is the day of salvation. You may not have another chance. So if you're watching online, or if maybe you're a visitor today and you never asked Jesus in your heart, today is the day of salvation. Just do this by faith and mean it in your heart. Just say, "Dear Lord, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe he was raised from the dead for my justification. Jesus, I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen." If you prayed that prayer, we believe you got born again. If you're watching online, connect with us online on Praise Report page and let us know. And we will be glad to get some information to you to help you move forward in your walk. If you're in the area, come on out to Exceed Life Church. We believe you'll be blessed. We meet at Regal Columbus Movie Theater at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. Amen.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.